Hi, I'm Mark Little, and I'm going to be your guide as we implement all the tools and processes that I've found to be so useful in my financial services firm over the years. My friend and mentor, Bill Bachrach, has a lot of trainings that he offers to financial advisors, primarily around how to acquire ideal clients, and he and I do a workshop on how to build a comprehensive deliverables team of subject matter experts in order to provide comprehensive financial services to your clients. This site is a little bit different. This site is very tactical in nature. I like to think of it as a trusted advisor toolkit. So if you think about all the different methodologies of ways that you could be a financial advisor for clients, if your goal is to be comprehensive, in many ways, the whole business boils down to the pieces of paper that are the work products created for all your planning work. So what we've done over the years is we've created some very simple, very elegant client pieces that deliver high value to particularly affluent clients. And then also a bunch of internal pieces of paper that keep all that straight internally so that you're delivering high value in a very organized way. The net result is, well, this is where the rubber meets the road and you're actually delivering comprehensive financial services. What we do is we tie together all the work products of a typical affluent client, and that's in the area typically of tax, financial planning, money market, insurance, and estate planning. And we tie together all the work products of all those experts into some somewhat simple from the client perspective reports, but very powerful from an internal standpoint on how to tie it all together in processes that keep the whole practice running like a Swiss watch so that you can fulfill really three promises to your clients as a result of the use of this site and the tools here. You're going to help the client create the greatest probability that they will actually accomplish their financial objectives. And you're going to help them make smart choices about their money along the way in all areas of finance. And in the end, the third promise is you're going to be very proactive. And that means simply that there are not going to be opportunities overlooked and there will be no surprises because the process is so clutch. So basically, this site is two things. It's my archive of the last 20 some odd years of being in this business and all that we've developed for clients in our various offices to keep them happy and keep them, you know, focused on accomplishing their goals and on the things that they can control in their lives and not the things they can't control like the markets. I'm also using this site to introduce all new things that we create and develop, which might be useful to any financial advisor. So if you look at the top of the site, you've got the various areas of the site, and we have an orientation which you should look at, which will help you understand what each of these provides. But I want to kind of walk through it like a college campus. The resources and tips area, think of it as the resources and tips pavilion. I want you to think of that as like an information booth. If you just go to one place on this site, that would be a good place to go. It kind of ties the rest of the site together. The deliverables area, I like to think of it as the deliverables building. If this were a college campus, that would be the computer center, the research and development area, and the archives of the university. And so this is where the actual deliverables, both internal and external to clients, are housed. So if you want to know the 110 checkpoints that we use internally to make sure that every client is financially organized, that's where you would find that and many other deliverables. The progress meetings area is the place, and think of it as the progress meeting building. Think of that as the classrooms of the university. That's where these deliverables actually make it into the presence of the client through our proprietary three-meeting process, which is meeting with the client every 4 months. And you'll learn about how to implement all the deliverables in the context of these three meetings per year in this progress meeting area. The process area, think of it as the process building. That would be like the administration building of a university. That's where the whole curriculum's tied up in a nice, neat little package and administered like a Swiss watch. You have all the processes that tie the whole thing together. And I'm very cognizant of the fact that my business, my firm, operates differently than maybe yours does. So some processes I'm trying to modify just to make it more generic, but we're trying to put processes up there as you, the user, are developing them so that you can have sort of a community on this site where you're sharing what you develop with others. And that leads to the community area, which is, think of it as the community hall. It's like a student center, so to speak. It would be where you're able to give value and get value from the community. There will be a forum there where you can ask questions and interact with each other. This is where if you've got a great process for something you've put together, you could offer it to others. Or if you're seeking a process that you need, others can hear what you're asking for and maybe share what they've created. And then in the coaching session, there's a variety of coaching options for you. Everything on the site you can implement without coaching. Many people implement quicker and more efficiently if they have a coach. So there's several coaching options, including the Ask Mark section where you can sign up for some time with me and we can work on a problem maybe that you're dealing with in your practice. But every month, my goal is to put new content on here that's going to be substantially greater value than the previous month. So the site's intended to grow in value over time. So I encourage you to check back often.